So we continue now on the topic of Asefa on page 170. We are holding, I'm sorry, we are learning today Le'ilui Nishmas, Adir Chaver, Chaim Elazar ben Shimshon Aryeh, as well as Aschus Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Reb Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Shall also be Aschus for Fur Shlema, for Chaim Moshe Shul ben Malka, Chaim Dov ben Menorachel, and Chana Le'ya Bas Shein Dol Rachel, as well as Aschus for all those in Amakam Sakana and Eretz Yisrael, including Azriel Baruch ben Penina and Daniel Shlomo ben Rosteka, who are both currently serving. So we started yesterday talking about the Milas of someone who compiles works. And now he continues on the top of page 170. And a person who compiles, don't be worried, to the people who will mock you and scorn you and say, what are these people help us with their compilations? You're just repeating what everyone already knows, what's available. Because all we're talking about now is, again, someone who takes from various places and organize it into one-stop shop. So they're saying, well, what benefit are you doing for us? What, are you teaching us anything new? No. Are you teaching us something that I couldn't find out otherwise? No. Now, again, we said that the benefit is that people are not going to put in the effort to go to the various places, or people do not have room and access to store all of these various farms. But there are people out there who are going to say, what great benefit are you bringing to Klal Yisrael? He says, the people, this is a continuation of basically the mockery. They're doing it just to make a few bucks, velito as Hashem, and to make a name for themselves. Sheitzio Sefer, that they get to say, check the box. I the bucket list, I put out a Sefer. So what benefit exactly are you bringing to Klai? So that's what they claim. He says, Sharu luhum arayu, HaKadosh Baruch should forgive them, lemedabrim kain, for speaking this way, ki loy tzadku, it's incorrect. It's absolutely correct that the compilations of Torah are more valuable to us than a sefer of pilpul and a sefer of chalifos. Close it slowly, yeah?
Emma.
No. Excellent. Thanks. Okay, so then all of these, then people who write a kuntres or people write svarim, and in the sefer is a bunch of pilpul. What do these other types of books that put together pilpul, what does it do for us? How does it help us? He says, Rubam hamis aprim ba'afar. Most of them are covered with dust. They're sitting on the shelf unread. Ein doyresh ve'ein mevakesh. No one's looking for them and no one's seeking them out. So he's not, again, and he's going to clarify this later, but I'm just going to tell you now. He's not talking about when you learn the Iyun and when you go to a pilpul shir and they're talking about the Rashba and the Rashbam and the Ritva. That's Rishonim. That's not what we're talking about. That pilpul is he's going to say is beneficial. He's talking now about an Achron, a contemporary of ours, who decides that he's going to put out his pilpul of his this way and I thought that way and then I saw in this sefer and that sefer. He says, what benefit is to us? Because at the end of the day, someone who wants to learn the Iyun is not going to just follow this guy's back and forth. He's going to learn his own derech, and he's going to come to his own conclusion. So what's the benefit? The only benefit you would tell me is that I'm learning the way that someone else learned, or rather, I'm looking at the way that someone else thought. He says, Chacham writes, he says, even if someone would attempt to learn all these things, basically go through the thought process of this, Talmud Chacham, Yichlu Shenoysav, you can just waste away your years and not even cover 1,000th of the topic that you need to cover. Because at the end of the day, it's lomod lelamed lishmar v'lasa silakayin. There's got to be a goal. There's got to be some benefit in your limud and in your ma'isim. Now, when you learn the thought process of someone else who is a contemporary who then translates that into a psak, if you're learning through that process, you're going to end up going through the same topics and come to your own conclusion anyway. You're not just going to rely on his thought process. So what's the point of spending your time and learning his thought process? The Chedamru B'Shas, like the Gemara tells us in Erevin, Idikna like Garisna. If you're going to sit there and try to overanalyze, you're never going to learn. What benefit is it to have two contemporary Achronim in our times that someone starts to say, well, Rav Moshe says this, And the stipler says this way, and I went back and forth, and then I looked up and I found Reb Shlomo Kluger, and I found the Reb Shlomo Zalman, right? So he's saying it's pointless to go through that thought process. He says, okay, so in terms of getting to Psak Halacha, that's pointless because you're gonna have to do your own research. So Elamai, you're gonna tell me, yeah, but I want to learn how to learn. I want to understand how to think through. And the only way to do that is not to just be spoon-fed the result, but to go through the process of pilpul. He says, if you want to do that, don't spend time with achronim. He says, that's what the Rishonim are for. That's why when you learn Be'iyun, you go from the Gemara to Rashi, to Tosfos, to the Rashba, the Ritva, and the various Rishonim, and then maybe end up by a Ketzais just to see what he says on it. But the idea is that you're learning through the Rishonim is teaching you how to think. Their wisdom is evident in their words, right? So they outpace the Achronim by infinite levels, and therefore you want to understand how to think, learn a Rishon, and try to get into the head of the Rishon. What was the Rishon's Avamina? What was he coming to tell us that I didn't already know? Or why does a Rishon say different shot than Rashi? Why don't they say the same shot? He says, so that's the disadvantage of someone compiling Minei Obey in Achronim. But on the other hand, when someone is compiling together different works of Torah knowledge, so Meruba Kamar, it serves a much greater purpose, as we explained. The Lachain, and therefore, Kol Tamid Chacham Yirdef Achrayim Kasher Yirdef Akarid Beharim. He says, like someone hunts the birds in the mountains, the birds that live in the mountains, you hunt them. So too, a person should pursue Tamid Chacham should pursue these types of engagements. The Yarakomisha Mimash Meshes Bahem Kol Sha. Everyone will use them constantly and gain from them. He says something that in his time he thought was relevant, and I'll tell you, in our generation, is a million times more relevant, which is the shorter you are, the better it's received, right? Don't sit there and give people an hour speech of something that you could cover in 20 minutes. Don't have a meeting when it could have been Shia, it could have been an email, right? That's the famous thing. This could have been an email. Don't waste people's time. And that's what he's saying. In his dar already, Alachas Kama Vakama Arda, is don't dray people out something that knowledge that could be passed along much quicker. And they said, as a sort of play on words, that when Boaz comes to the field, his own field, when Rus first gets to Boaz's field, so Boaz, when he comes to the field, it says, Vayomer LaKoitzrim, he said to the guys who were reaping in his field, Hashem imachem, Hashem should be with you. But he says a play on words, Vayomer LaKoitzrim, we say to people who are tsar, who are short, who know how to speak short and keep, basically, who know how to keep the 5 minutes, we say, Hashem imachem, Hashem is with you. That's the bracha that we give them. Even if someone is going to put together a compilation of tshuvas, which obviously is very helpful, since it's explaining maybe new halachas, right? So Moshe David does this a lot. Moshe David will bring you down the basic halachas from the Shulchan Aruch, and then you have questions that came up that are not discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. You have questions that the Rav gets all the time that are not covered in Shulchan Aruch. You talk about the dar that we live in terms of gender-related shilas, and in terms of other shilas related to IVF. So these are shilas that are not necessarily discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. So now already you're gonna do chedushim. Now lo yelech barucha. Don't be long-winded. V'yetze me'inyan le'inyan. And you're jumping around from one topic to another topic. Mimalechas hashela, mimalechas hashita. To go away from the purpose of answering the question, to try to give your opinions on various things. O pilpul b'divrei achronim lintoitz v'lintoitz v'livnoitz v'lintoya. And you're going to go into the work of achronim to uproot and to break down some positions, some shitas, and then you're going to build up and plant others. V'leimar shmua zunav zuhenana. You're going to sit there and start grading what this achron said I like, what this achron said I don't like. Ma'ite ma'yosef. What value does that add to the world? He says, and I fear, I'm assuming it's tongue-in-cheek what he's saying, but he says, someone who speaks so long and has an abundance of words, I am choshesh is chayav achatas for all of the extra words and effort that he wasted. Be concise in your psak. Only include the tzadim that are essential to get to the psak. And that's it. And don't give your opinions on other things. And even when you're quoting, refer people back to the other sefer, but don't sit there and start clearing on that sefer and say, well, I saw he said this. I think this is what he meant, and that's what he meant. Give your opinion, get to the point, and move on. And don't waste people's time. So, not just, and this is a great lesson to us, not just for compiling Svarim, but also in general, in terms of trying to communicate with others, such an important point. You're going to lose people's attention. And the point that you're trying to make, you're not even going to get across because people just lost you in your train of thought.